And I wish to have you read item number one, please.
A resolution by Supervisor Haas expressing opposition to the proposed $11.8 million budget reduction in funding to the Wisconsin court system over the next two-year period.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. And I would like to ask the representative for Judge Crimmers to please step forward.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm Bruce Harvey. I'm the District Court Administrator. I'm appearing today for the Chief Judge, Judge Crummers, who's out of state. This Supervisor Haas's resolution, but basically the resolution is being forwarded to almost all county boards and is being passed, and it is a recommendation to oppose the implementation of a lapse or a reduction in funding for the circuit court support payment that goes to each county. This has been in effect for a number of years, but there seems to be more traction on the idea of actually passing on the additional reduction, which would be about 10% to Milwaukee County, for the payments that would really begin in January of 2015.
Okay. So thank you, sir. Madam Clerk, I'd like to move approval on this item. Any questions from the committee?
I'll actually move approval because I don't think you can.
Supervisor Omowitz, thank you. Okay. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to ask for some more background on it and clarification. If I was reading it right, it sounded like it was already part of a budget that's already been approved and enacted, so it would be in progress. And it's not clear to me if we're asking the state to go back and revise budget numbers, or other than opposing a cut, what are we exactly asking for?
Well, this gets a little bit arcane and boring, but the reality is that when the current biennial budget was passed, the Joint Finance Committee included additional lapse onto the circuit court, the state court system budget. The difference between a lapse and a cut is that it's kind of saying, we're giving you your entire budget, but we're asking you not to spend all of it. It is statutory. It is a statutory requirement. And so this lapse of an additional $10 million was put onto the circuit, all of the courts, to try to meet this lapse. So far, the court system has budgeted for that lapse, a reduction in funding to make up for that lapse. This resolution basically says to the legislature, the governor, and the court system, meaning the Supreme Court, do not implement that lapse and pass on funding for the counties for this, the circuit court support grant, at the original old level, which would have gone back to 2009. The impact for Milwaukee County is about, in the 2015 budget, would be probably about $350,000.
Mr. Chairman, what does that mean in terms of service for Milwaukee County?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Alexander, the really down and dirty part of this is that Milwaukee County has to make up the money in the court budget. So far, over the last few years, Milwaukee County has made up that reduction, and so there hasn't been a reduction in court services. If the budget was reduced by whatever amount, then the court system would have to make the appropriate cuts too, and then there would be some form of reduction in services. But so far there has not been.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if Milwaukee County wasn't able to make up the lapse in that $350,000 expected that would affect us, I'm just curious if we can get an example of how that would affect. Does that mean one less court commissioner, or does that mean, you know, 10,000 people aren't going to be served as quickly as they would be, or can you quantify it in terms of service?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the short answer is no. I can't tell you exactly what it would be, because the chief judge would then have to make that decision inside of the budget for 2015. And he then would say, okay, we are going to, there's a variety of options, we are going to close down the intake court during the weekends, and the jail is going to increase. We're going to reduce the hours of small claims court because we're going to have to maybe lay off a commissioner, in which case the cases will slow down. We will do a variety of options to try to make the budget. Or the chief judge could quite easily say, no, we're going to meet the constitutional responsibilities of the court system, and we're going to spend the money.
And please remind me, Mr. Chairman, the total amount of the chief judge's budget there. I'm just wondering what percentage roughly this would be.
What percentage of this, of the court's budget? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't have those figures. I can tell you that we, for our projections for 2015, our initial plans for our submission of our budget, we have accounted for this. So if it can be reversed, then we will have an upper on our budget.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander. Supervisor Romo-West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if it's possible when we submit this to the state, if we submit this to the state and it ends up getting the votes that it needs, if we could also include a copy of the audit that was done in 2008 of our court system that shows that we run one of the most effective, if not the most effective, court system in the state of Wisconsin with a very, very small budget, and that budget has not increased drastically over the past 10 years. It also states in that audit that we are currently running under the recommended amount of bailiffs for courts, as well as staffing and other things. So I think that our court systems are already operating in a much reduced capacity, even though they are able to still maintain their efficiency. Cuts like this will definitely hinder the way that things get done in Milwaukee County courts. And again, you have people that go and file for, things in Waukesha County because their court system is faster than ours. And that's revenue that Milwaukee County loses out on. And so I think at this point it's who of us to try to be supportive of the court system and increasing their capacity so that they then can generate more revenue for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Romo-West. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems to me my summary take on this is that it's countering an attempt to diminish our court system's ability to function due to staff cuts that are likely to result from this, as well as diminished revenue collections that would be bad in their totality for our judiciary. And, of course, this is all fostered by the law and order forces who want government to function but don't want government to function. It's that kind of dilemma that I think we confront on a regular basis. So I'm very much in favor of sending this message back to Madison and at least let them know that we have an opinion on the matter.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. I think it would be appropriate to include a copy of the audit. We can work with the Department of Audit on that point. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Staskounis.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this resolution for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Harvey.